Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, somebody who has knowledge of that video told me there was considerable amount of video from the sideline.
They did not cheat.
Optics, real bad for the New England Patriots.
I should have anticipated the optics.
Cultural change is hard.
Belichick must be punished.
I wish I had a spot and I could go and make my case to stand up against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady not to be first ballot.
If it's proven that they take this, Coach Belichick's got
to
go.
Is it fair to call the Patriots cheaters?
Yes, and liars too, I think.
World-class liar.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
tomorrow.
Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
Listen, I can be as honky as the next guy.
You're a honk.
Not as honky as Nick and Wiggy, but I can be honky. How often do you think
it's pronounced honky?
White.
What you are, a honky. Am I a honky?
You're a honky.
Surround yourself with the white people. Right people.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
Ancient humans developed the ability to smile for one specific reason.
It was so we could have sex. Does that mean we have to have sex?
Why does anybody do anything? Isn't that the reason?
So
why
we can have sex.
Had sex recently.
But like those giant back massager things that you guys always claim are only for your back.
It's for your neck. There's a warning right on the power cord.
I'm so horny, I haven't used my vibrator in weeks.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Because Wiggy was going to be in here, Nick showed up. Nick showed up this morning also. Two legendary football minds here.
Hey.
And then there's Nick.
That's funny.
What is the point?
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Shut up, Curtis. A little bit more producing, a little less airtime. If we're being honest, he talks too much on that show.
I don't give a damn who's on the field. If you suck, you're getting booed.
It sounds like an ungrateful douche if you're booing Tom Brady.
That's an ungrateful douche.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
The scuba military.
I can't.
Where the f*** are they all?
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Jesus Christ.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Sell your stuff. Let's go.
And utter whiteout conditions on the way. Some of you may be dealing with them already. Welcome to your show in the what is not supposed to be winter. When is it officially winter? December 22nd or something like that?
I think around about there. We're in meteorological winter right now.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Meteorological winter? Well, by the time this is done, which is going to be around noon, the experts are saying somewhere between 2 and 4 inches of snow that you will have to deal with. So if you are west of 128 this morning, then the snow appears to be sticking. If you're here in the city, in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts, or surrounding suburbs, then it looks like it's not going to stick for right now.
And yet people still can't drive through it.
No, of course they
can't.
Even
though it's not sticking.
No, there's no way that they can drive in snow or in rain, even though they drive in snow and in rain every single winter. It's an odd phenomenon.
It is.
If you want to call and you want to be on the show today, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text anytime this morning on the text line, which is 37937.
This is
Love to Never Say Goodbye.
I guess there's a double meaning there, Ken, because you chose a Bon Jovi song, and I assume that your lead in some way, shape, or form is about saying goodbye to Bill Belichick. Is that what
no,
we're supposed
to? No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Say goodbye to Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, or Patrick Edward, whatever it is. Tom Brady stepping down as honorary co-chair of the Best Buddies Challenge. Whoa, after 16 years, goodbye. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Yet another sign.
This is big.
And the timing, very curious, right after another ethically questionable move by the organization. Tom wants out of Astrosville. He wants out. Get me out of here.
For once, I may agree with you that the timing on this announcement and the very fact that it is being announced is concerning.
Very much so.
So Tom Brady shrugging off charitable obligations in advance of perhaps a very sad farewell to our region. It might mean that. We will discuss that this morning, Ken. It may mean that.
Yesterday morning on this program, I said that there were two options. Either you believed that Bill Belichick was willing to risk his 20-year career, all of the rehabilitation done to his image since Spygate with three more championships, to film a 1-12 team sideline, or you believed the story was bunk. Well, right after the show yesterday, The Athletic reported that there was a camera trained on the sideline on defensive coaches for the Bengals, the Patriots' next opponent, for 8 minutes. Glenn Ordway at 2 o'clock reported that it was longer than that and that the video would show damaging evidence against the Patriots. It is unbelievable that Bill Belichick is this obtuse and that a media cartel in this town that gets basically urinated on by Bill Belichick circled the wagons for him yesterday, a la Matt Chatham on with Doug Gottlieb yesterday.
It's stupid. I don't understand when that story got floated, what they possibly thought could have been the implications of doing so. It's nothing. It's silly.
It's nothing. It's silly. I was a manager for Boston College's men's basketball program my freshman year. We all know that.
Wait a minute. You can't just say that and let that. Woo! You were the manager?
Yeah, no. Yes.
You were the stat guy?
I made Powerade for Yuka Agbaye and Troy Bell.
Curtis, get us some water.
That's still what I do now. Okay. Anyway, so it was a great training ground. But Boston College has a horrible legacy of gambling. And before you do anything associated with a major program there, you have to sign a waiver. They have a zero-tolerance policy against gambling, speaking to bettors, inside information, etc., because they know if there is another gambling scandal, they may no longer be able to compete in NCAA athletics. Yeah. The fact that the Patriots would allow this to happen in such a brazen manner is unbelievable. It defies logic, and it is embarrassing.
Well, Spygate 2 is not going away yet, and we have lots to discuss when it comes to that this morning.
Most sequels are successful if they earn 60% of what the original did. This is maybe 6% of the original at best. Greg, I'll tell you, I wasn't there, nor do I know anyone was there, but I know the bees. I know Brady. I know beer. I know ball games. I know bad jokes. And I know B-roll. I have been on the road for the better part of 10 years in almost every press box, in every parking lot, in every stadium across the country. And I have worked with more auxiliary cameramen, freelancers, and idiots with a degree in shooting terrible video than I would care to assess. My God, it is so possible for this guy to just be told, film the sidelines or get some auxiliary footage that we can use in our web featurette. It's a nightmare. It's a visible... The guy would have a visible monitor credentialed by the Patriots looking like Dave Russo in an oversized Boston Bruins jersey, and that's how they're going to go in and clear his plane day cheat? You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I will be hosting the Oscars before the Patriots will be guilty of cheating to get a competitive advantage in Tom Brady's final season against the MFing Bengals.
All right.
End scene.
So you say no way.
There is absolutely no way. They'll shoot anything that they think they want to please you to get another gig working for Kraft Sports Entertainment. No way.
You know how much I love low-hanging fruit because I'm 12 years old, Greg?
Yes.
There are a couple of companies in Uganda who are sourcing a local villager to find out exactly the chemical makeup of his gas because his farts kill all the mosquitoes in the village.
Really?
Yep. They're saying they haven't had a documented case of malaria for years, and they believe it's because the man's farts kill mosquitoes within a 6-mile radius, which has a fallout zone larger than the A-bomb that destroyed Hiroshima.
So basically, this guy, his brand is not only silent, but the most deadly.
It's very
deadly.
It is
the most deadly brand that there was. Guaranteed, he loves the smell of his own.
Who doesn't?
Brand.
I mean, the
mosquitoes don't.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. But it's not their own brand.
Right. If they could have gotten that guy, we could have played football on Friday nights last fall.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC as we call her, has her Socialist Party bloomers in a bunch this morning over the Family Leave Act. And she is all worked up because puppies get to spend 8 weeks with their mother before they are given away or sent off to wherever they're going to live.
Yeah.
And most U.S. workers are not guaranteed paid family leave time.
Right.
She believes that the mother should get 3 months, mm-hmm. paid time away from work to spend with their child, just like a puppy gets 8 weeks with its mother dog. Correct.
And a 3-hour midday nap, because that's what puppies get.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Puppies do, they lead the life, don't they, Curtis?
Oh, man.
I mean, they really
puppies
do.
Are awful.
They lead the life. No explanation from her on how a business would afford to pay everybody who's mm-hmm. pregnant, mom and dad, for 3 months while they're home taking care of their child. But she doesn't have to worry about that because she's a politician.
Rich Keefe is psyched about this.
Yeah. Well, that's how much time Rich actually got. I think he got a full 3 months. All right. We got a lot to cover this morning. And if you'd like to be on, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text anytime on the text line at 37937.
Later today, it's Patriots Hall of Famer Teddy Bruschi on OMF. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Technology decisions are not black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. Robert Kraft made his first public comments on Spygate 2. I love that it has an official name now. quote, you know everything you should know, end quote, Kraft said while declining to talk to reporters. That was per Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network at the owners' meetings in Dallas. I guess you can't blame Kraft for not speaking in some ways. I mean, he doesn't want to talk about his escapades in Florida, but would have been nice for something more expansive there.
Well, I mean, maybe they're doing an internal investigation, Ken. That's often what happens in these cases.
Could be. The report from Jeff Howell of The Athletic said Bill Belichick was, quote, furious, end quote, when he learned of this. And the Bengals, though, are livid, and according to a source with close ties to Cincy, quote, they're not getting out of this one. They got caught red-handed, dead to rights, too much of this stuff on tape.
Huh.
So whatever that, fine punishment is, should be coming here shortly.
This 617 texter says, wouldn't it be ironic for the greatest dynasty in sports history to be taken down by one of the worst franchises in sports history?
It's like Nixon, right? Nixon didn't need to break into the DNC.
He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The Watergate building? Yeah. No. There needed to be no break-in, and that ended Richard Nixon's presidency.
Belichick's been taken down by the Jets and Bengals.
And think about it. We're on to Cincinnati has been Belichick's mantra now for 5 years, and that would also be his death knell. Unreal.
Patriots begin on-field prep for the mighty Bengals today at 12:35. Tom Brady leaving Best Buddies, their challenge at Hyannisport, their walk-run event. I don't know if, Hillman, have you been involved in that?
I have been, yeah.
Over the
it's
years?
A great event.
Yeah.
And
16 years as the honorary co-chair there.
I think it's troubling. I think the fact that he is saying goodbye to that obligation is troubling.
This is a very big deal. This is even bigger than the house sale.
I mean, he is going to remain as a global ambassador. Four big buddies.
That's like when a CEO stays on as a consultant after he gets like,
yeah. But, I mean, it could mean that he is getting his affairs in order. I mean, generally you say that when somebody is going to pass away. But in this case, it could be that he is trying to remove some of his obligations so he is free to move to Greenwich, Connecticut and pursue some kind of other career or something at the end of this season.
The new co-chairs will be Bubs Edelman and Jason Tatum of the Celtics. The winter meetings roll on. How about the news last night? Garrett Cole is a New York Yankee, and the terms unbelievable. 9 years, $324 million.
Wow. What?
Record for both AAV and total money. $36 million a season for Garrett Cole.
How much is that per game?
I mean, it's well over $1 million per start.
Per start? Yeah, that's like $1.1 million, Greg.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
So the Yankees, he's 29. They'll have Cole, Tanaka, Paxton, Severino, and probably Domingo Germán. Meanwhile, the Red Sox are fielding offers for David Price. Actually, sneaky, this could help them move. Price is now like a cheap commodity. And if they want to deal David Price, they might get out from under it. It's actually, the Yankees did him a favor. I'm serious. How's the weather out there, Danielle? You were in late. It's time for the WEI Exergen weather report. Not good, right?
It's misty and crappy and snowy in places and rainy in others and not fun.
There is your WEI Exergen weather report on the Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And
if he has a craft sports or media credential on and maybe a Bruins jersey or some kind of Patriots gear, then he is definitely watching you. And I suppose we ought to discuss this right out of the gate this morning because...
Don't say gate.
Curtis has reversed himself. He pivoted after the news, which came out yesterday, that the apparently... there is at least 8 minutes of video that has been turned over to the NFL in which that Patriots-related camera, that's what I'm going to call it, that Patriots-related camera is focused simply on the Bengals sideline and the players and coaches interacting with some signals.
And Jeff Howe of The Athletic says the 8 minutes in question was the footage the Bengals took of the cameraman taking the signals, and Ordway says there's more footage than the 8 minutes on the actual film that the Patriots have, if that makes any sense. So,
and the people who were filming used the identical excuse that was used during Spygate per Don Van Natta and Seth Wickersham's report in 2015 by saying, oh, we were here to film a documentary. Oh, I'm so sorry. This must have been a mistake.
Now, we are going to have Wickersham on this morning. Is that correct?
Yes. He's at 8:50 this morning.
Okay. I believe at the time during that report, he called it egregious. Am I correct?
Yes, he did.
I just want to point out that I also called it egregious yesterday on this program.
Many times.
This is egregious!
Multiple times. Mm-hmm. But I really want to, I'd like to take the pulse of those of you who are Belichick fans, and I guess those who aren't, and ask if you really believe that he would do something like this again.
Arrogance.
It's pure arrogance?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, he famously said, post-Spygate and post-Deflategate, emphatically said that the Patriots would never do anything like this ever again.
80,000 people saw it. Everybody's sideline saw it. Everybody sees our guy in front of 80,000 people. I mean, there he is. So it was wrong. We were disciplined for it. That's it. We never did it again. We're never going to do it again. And anything else that's close, we're not going to do either.
All right. So he's, I mean.
Let me ask you this. What happens when someone cheats and they get caught and they stay with the other individual with whom they're in a relationship? They do everything in their power for a long time to make it, to stay away from anything that make it seem like they're cheating or anything that might be possibly construed. I'm not going to have a conversation with a woman or a man, whoever cheated. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And then after a few years, they start to get sloppy and they're like, nobody's really looking anymore. And then, bam, this nonsense.
So you believe that he was absolutely cheating again?
I don't believe for one second this was part of a documentary thing.
No.
Shut up, punk.
Have you watched
any? What are you talking about?
Have you watched any of the Do Your Job episodes?
Yeah, I love the one when they're filming just the defensive coach's signals for 30 minutes. That's an awesome episode.
It's kind of a weird. First of all, it's kind of a weird program. It's like 10 minutes long, and there's not really much to it.
It's like somebody filming me and Curtis. Like, who would watch that?
Oh, I know.
I know one person.
It's a sponsor obligation piece of downloadable content for Ultra Honks.
Sponsored by a speaker company
that's locally made.
That's a convenient way to
so
get signals.
Genius. Oh, shut up, Auntie Honk. Listen, they think they would set up, for people to think they would set up a documentary series, have the ad sales department of Kraft Sports Entertainment go out and sell it, also that the long play could be ultimately filming the Bengals.
Yeah.
It's not just filming the Bengals. It's not.
I know you're, first of all, you're obviously the prime viewer that they are targeting this kind of programming at.
I've never watched one.
Nick loves the making of Do Your Job.
Yes.
I watch Do Your Job. I watch the double making of. Yes.
But the people who say the Bengals thing, Nick, they took the signs in 2007 from the Jets when they were the best team in football, when they had just been warned before that game. The day of the game, there was a memo sent out not to take the signals. And they did it against Mangini and the Jets, a team that they would have beaten by 3 touchdowns whether or not they were stealing the sign. So don't use the Bengals as an analogy.
We didn't know they were the best team in football.
And by the way, if you're going to be somebody who believes that they are doing this again, that Bill Belichick was doing this again, you can't believe that he was just doing it against the Bengals. You have to believe that he has been doing it all along here, or he started back to doing it at some point, and they got caught by the Bengals. They got caught this go around.
Just like the head drug dealer guy in Ozark said, it's not the first time you did it, it's the first time you got caught.
Great point. Great obscure reference, Danielle. This is Dustin from New Hampshire. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, Greg. How's it going, guys? And how's everybody doing this morning?
Hello, Dustin.
What's going on? Fabulous.
Hey, not too much. Unfortunately, I agree with Curtis, about what he said yesterday.
Yes.
And I don't usually agree with Curtis, but if Belichick did do this, I think that he should be banned from the league. But I honestly don't think he did it. Why? Why would he do it?
Because he wants every competitive advantage that he can get. And because...
Oh, my goodness. But he's Bill Belichick.
Maybe that's part of being Bill Belichick.
He's a sick man.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, there are going to be some people who are going to say that. There are going to be some people who are going to question whether or not the success of the greatest coach in the history of the NFL is based on unfair competitive advantages like this.
But Fitzy worked with cameramen, and he knows B-roll, so this obviously is nothing.
Can a cameraman on the road hired to fulfill the obligation of capturing auxiliary footage that you can put over interviews or to help paint a picture in what is pretty reasonably a boring 7-minute featurette, they will shoot anything, and I mean anything, for extended amounts of times. It's mind-numbing what a lot of cameramen you've never worked with before will shoot. So I'm in no way, shape, or form surprised. This guy's guilty of nothing else. Boobery.
Here's a 781 text that said, or says, Belichick should just say what my 14-year-old would say, and that is, the cameraman went to the wrong stadium. Yes.
Oops. Sorry.
So think about this coincidence that the people, the media and the fans in this town are saying that it just happened to be the identical thing that they were caught doing with the identical excuses at the identical time that they would have been doing it during Spygate. This was all just a massive awful coincidence. The second all fans heard that it was trained on the sideline for that first quarter, their first reaction was just like mine. You guys saw it after the show. He's guilty. I mean, if you're being honest with yourself, I mean, we'll get all the details. We'll see the video, and I'm sure the punishment will come if it is, if it's needed. But your first reaction was the same thing, right? I mean, how can you not feel that way?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to not. I mean, I understand that there are a lot of people who don't believe that Bill Belichick is dumb enough to be not only doing something like this, but to be caught doing something like this. But, I mean, if you go into the details on Spygate, the original Spygate, and the massive video library that they assembled, the coordinated information about signals and every team and what those signals indicated when it comes to plays, I mean, it was a big part of what they were doing back then when it comes to getting information.
And everybody who says that it wasn't going to impact things, why would Belichick waste his time? And if it gave you a 5% higher chance of guessing the play, of course Belichick would take that. He would take any advantage.
It was so well known, Greg, that Herm Edwards used to look out for the Patriots camera taping the sidelines and do crazy faces and do like, blah, 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 and like do, you know, like monkey face and like blow raspberries at them and send them kisses. This is how well known and how widespread it was.
Listen, it was so well known that the Patriots would send an employee into the locker room early on, prior to game time, to try to steal some play information that some head coaches would actually leave out. Fake playbook. It was well known that they would send, the Patriots would send individuals into the team hotel, the opposing team hotel, to look through the dumpster and to look through the menus that they had to see if somebody had left the playbook behind or something like that.
There's also an obscure reference on the fake playbook, the Brady Bunch, when Greg, I think it was Buddy Hinton or whoever it was, took an interest in Marsha the week before the big game,
right.
and they thought it was because they wanted to steal Greg's playbook.
Okay, so if they're so guilty now, why is the league inclined to believe them and is probably just going to fine them?
That's damage control that Ian Rappaport's getting from Bob Kraft. That's not coming from Goodell.
If anything, why wouldn't they want to punish the Patriots? The whole league has Patriots fatigue. Let's clean that. Let's purge ourselves of Brady and Belichick once and for all. Let's get them when we weren't able to come down on Mr. Kraft after the whole Orchids of Asia thing. This is the perfect time for Roger Goodell to deliver the death blow. So why not?
It's just an odd flex by fans to boo Brady on the field and then defend Belichick in the face of glaring evidence against him. It's a very weird sort of reaction.
Interesting point, Curtis. Mm-hmm. Interesting point.
That's definitely the Fitzy playbook. He is on the leg of Belichick.
Yes, and please blame the rest of us for that, Ken. Please, Curtis, please blame the rest of us for booing Brady when it was 30,000 idiots who put together the worst tailgate in history and should be ashamed of themselves.
Nick texted me in the first half, just boo.
I did. Actually, he rejected my FaceTime 3 times because I wanted him to see all my friends booing, too.
Here's a text that says, if Belichick is not guilty, then the Patriots need to clean house of everyone involved in this debacle. Here's a text that says Ernie Adams is going to end up being the fall guy on this.
Ooh, pink stripes. Maybe that's what it always meant. He was pink stripes was the code word for one day we'll all get caught. Isn't he the guy who orchestrates this?
Well, he was the guy who was taking the information that they got last go around and then translating it into an extensive library of plays and signals, which was hidden in Gillette in some sort of room that only Belichick and a couple others had access to. And, of course, the odd thing, if I remember that last go-around, was that the NFL came and found that secret lair of tapes and then destroyed everything on the spot. In fact, they had the NFL security people physically stomp those tapes into tiny little pieces at Gillette Stadium as soon as they discovered them. Mm-hmm.
That was the most infuriating part of that to the rest of the country. I can attest to that. It was like, are you kidding me?
And that's exactly why they excessively punished Brady for Deflategate, because that was retribution punishment for stomping out the tapes and not giving everyone else a chance to see them.
Well, yeah, that's why the Deflategate thing was bigger than it should have been, because essentially Goodell and the NFL were saying, you guys are going to continue to cheat. Now, that would lead me to believe that the punishment for this is going to need to be significant, because that if you believe that Bill Belichick is continuing to cheat, as Danielle said, if he's so arrogant as to continue to cheat, you have to issue some kind of a very severe punishment on this.
What are they going to do? Give them the SMU equivalent? Like, you know, SMU was caught cheating recruiting in the 80s. They got the death certificate or the death order where they couldn't go to a bowl game for 30 years. What are they going to, I mean, the Cardinals cheated, the Astros cheated, they'll get fined players and money. What are they going to do? Tell the Patriots you can't go to the playoffs for 10 years or fire Brady and Belichick?
They could suspend Bill for a year.
I wouldn't be surprised if they excommunicate him from the league at this point. If that's the blood that everyone wants, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
It's just amazing that Brady is the one that got the most screwed through all this, because Belichick was an idiot and did Spygate. And because Goodell destroyed the tapes, Brady gets screwed and gets suspended 4 games and his name ruined because they had to fight and, you know, punish the Patriots adequately for what they didn't do during Spygate.
When he did nothing different than Jeff Blake, Brad Johnson, or a million other quarterbacks around that time did.
By the way, Danielle, it was Doug Simpson in the Brady Bunch playbook episode.
Yeah, Buddy Hinton was the kid that got knocked out. He was the bully, yeah. I think.
He was the one who knocked Cindy's tooth out, I think.
Yeah.
Buddy did. Doug was the guy who was dating Marsha. Mm. All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about this morning. If you'd like to be on, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. When we come back, the actress Megan Fox and her son are the stars of today's Nation of Pussies report. So we will get to that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I made up my mind. I'm tired of wasting all my precious time. You got to be all mine, all mine. Foxy lady. Here I come.
We'll get to the Megan Fox story in a moment. This is Mike from Rhode Island. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how are you, Greg? Good morning, guys. Happy holidays to you and the young lady there.
Hello.
I just want to say that, like, 2-11 Cincinnati Bengals, really? They're going to do this. Don't you think they would do it like Baltimore or KC?
Well,
not the 2-0. Come on, man. Mike, it don't make sense.
Mike, to play devil's advocate, how are you sure that they didn't do it to Baltimore and they didn't do it to KC, and this is just the time, this particular go-round, that they got caught?
Well, yeah, you could be right there. I can't deny that fact, but I can say this. I don't know. Don't make sense.
Listen,
it really don't.
I understand what you're saying. However, is it not possible that this particular season, the offense, and I apologize for I'm getting another cold cough. I think I shouldn't have done the stupid
5K on Saturday in the cold weather. I mean, it absolutely. I know you're all fine, but you're elite runners.
I can't wait for the Do Your Job documentary on your 5K. I know.
Well, I secretly ordered the cameraman to film Curtis the entire time when I said that it was focused on you, Greg.
But this game makes sense, Greg.
What I was going to say is, that is it not possible that the offense has been so bad or so challenged this season that Bill felt like he needed to use every possible advantage, more so than, you know, maybe he went away from taping post Spygate and knew everybody was going to be focused on him, but out of desperation, he decided they had to go back to it this year.
Or Ernie Adams, you brought his name up. Maybe he went rogue.
Maybe Ernie Adams went rogue.
And this is a coaching staff with a rookie head coach that he has no footage on. So Zach Taylor's with the Bengals. This would make sense that you've never seen him on the sideline, never seen his demeanor, what he does, how they call plays. So it would actually be logical that you would get footage on a guy that you have nothing on before.
Oh, Jesus Christ, how are we going to stop Auden Tate and Joe Mixon Sunday, guys? We're going to have to get illegal footage of them. Are you crazy? Has everyone in here on crazy pills? Has everyone here lost their mind? The Bengals! They're not even going to give up a point. If they showed up Sunday all wearing blindfolds, the Bengals would score 3 points. And the Bengals are trying to lose this game. I have had Bengals fans message me saying they hope the Patriots win by 100 Sunday, because if they win, it's going to cost them the first pick in the draft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dear God, people. Yeah.
This is Vin. Hello, Vin.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
What's up,
Vin? I got to take the opposite side of what Mike just said, because this win this weekend is just as important as every other game they have for the rest of the season, and hence their seeding in the playoffs. If they lose one more game, they risk, or if they lose to the Bills in one more game, they risk a home playoff game, and that's huge revenue. That's everything. I mean, this game is no less important as a win than any other game they have left this season. So all these people calling in, especially in the afternoon, the Bengals, oh, what difference does it make? Well, it makes a huge difference if you drop the game.
It does. And we've all seen multiple instances of teams that should not win football games that end up winning football games.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen. Do I want to believe that Bill Belichick is dumb enough to do this again? Absolutely not.
What?
I don't want to. What do you mean?
Come on.
You think he is?
Yeah, I don't think it's that he's dumb. I think it's arrogance, and he thinks he's invincible. I think he thinks he's crafty enough, and I don't, no pun intended, and I don't think this is the first time that this has happened since then.
Well, there are some that actually believe that he went out and created this Do Your Job series specifically so as to be able to provide a cover for this type of activity.
And you don't think that's a possibility?
Oh,
you're really snarfing at that?
Well, yes.
The guy is one of the most strategizing people on the planet. You don't think he would come up with something as a ruse like this and be like, okay, here's how it's going to go?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Are we literally seeing ghosts? I mean, are we going to start talking to invisible people?
We're winning
next
Super Bowls
here.
We have
ghosts?
To do everything we can.
Danielle, you literally believe Belichick would go sit down with Ernie Adams, and then they would go to ad sales and say, guys, here's how we're going to get the footage this year.
Yes.
We're going to sell this to a headphone company, and they're going to sponsor a docuseries about the behind-the-scenes activities on the New England Patriots so that we could get any little last bit of competitive footage we need this year.
People do it in business all the time.
Let me book my flight on JetBlue to Atlantis.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Don't make me laugh because I cough.
You couldn't laugh at anything I say. I'm a washout.
They use the identical excuses. That's the point. That's why this is so insane. Estrella, who was the cameraman in Spygate, said he was with Kraft Productions and was taping panoramic shots of the stadium when he was capturing the signals of the opposing team.
He was. He just happened to have caught the Jets in the interim.
If you're looking for any kind of advantage, and you're trying to find cover for filming, what better way is there than to say that you are doing a documentary series on an advanced scout and that you need to be there in the press box? Now,
fake.
And there are, look at businesses like Volkswagen
Volkswagen, who was fined a fortune for not reporting things that, that would have altered the their revenue, their sales, the safety thing. I mean, it happens in
businesses
business.
Do stuff all the time.
It happens
like this
in business all the time. So, I mean, I think it sounds absolutely ludicrous to sit here and say that that Bill Belichick would devise a television program called Do Your Job simply to be able to go back to taping what was going on. But he's a win-at-all-costs kind of guy.
Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook to find out if chicks were single. You don't think Bill Belichick would fake a docuseries to get signals?
Yeah. Here's Marshall. What's up, Marshall?
Oh, man, absolutely. I could have thrown an expletive in there, but it wouldn't have gone through. I mean, Belichick is total control. I hadn't really thought of the possibility that he orchestrated this whole thing, but I do. I mean, I believe it.
You do?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. Just think of if Belichick coached anywhere else, what would we be saying?
We would be saying that he's cheating and that he
absolutely. I don't know. Do you remember Kenny Linsman? Guy
yes.
played for the Philadelphia, and then
Rat.
He came to the Bruins.
The Rat. Yeah.
Everybody hated him except for the team that he played for.
Yeah. No, that's true. That is correct.
All of you. I want all of you at the door when the show is over today at 10 o'clock to turn in your Patriots fan cards. That's it. I want them all submitted and turned in at the door.
Because I have a realist card.
A realist card?
Yes, and this is real.
Really?
Really.
Oh, do you really?
I do, Nick.
Oh, and he would be so brazen as to create the show and then sell it to ad sales and then take it on the road.
Say
and
ad literally sales one more time.
It. I don't have any sponsorships
ad sales
here.
And Patriots fan cards. My God.
He literally, and he would call it Do Your Job.
Yes.
Just because it's like, no one's ever going to suspect that I would name something after another one of my mantras and to sneak into your stadium and get the footage of you. Shame on all of you.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Two things. Don't you think, okay, we're guilty, fine. Okay, time served should be like the Mikhail Harry call. You know what I mean? Like, okay, we lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And the other thing, Greg, beg you, can we skip the Megan Fox segment? Because she's my celebrity hall pass, and when I close my eyes, every girl looks like Megan Fox.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to disappoint you too much. It's just, it's one of those Hollywood celebrity things.
Right.
That is the subject of today's Nation of Pussies report, so I do have to get to it in one moment. Hello, Manny.
Hey, Greg. I who knows? It could be somebody just probably setting them up. I mean, Bill Belichick doesn't have to do anything else more to cement his legacy. He's already won 6 Super Bowls. Anything that he does from here on out is just extra.
So this is somewhat embarrassing, Manny, but you're saying he's being set up? It's a massive conspiracy.
I mean, it could happen.
Yeah, Bill's being set up in this.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, by Steven.
By somebody in the organization. Yes, right. It's like succession.
Right.
There's a lot of people that don't like him.
Yes. by the way, were you excited by how many Golden Globe nominations Succession got?
Best show on TV.
Well deserved. Well, I cannot wait till that comes back on. Based on that press conference that Ken had, spoiler alert, at the end of this season.
I'm not a TV expert anywhere near you, Greg, but in my opinion, that was the best finale since Sopranos.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's a bold statement, but honestly, I might be able to go with that.
Total right turn.
Sopranos finale sucked. Why do you use that as a reference?
No,
Greg loves it, Ken.
Oh,
he loves it.
I hated it when it aired, Ken, but then upon reflection, I loved the ending of The Sopranos. I love it.
You hate art. You don't appreciate the banana on the wall, but you like the screen going black.
He thinks it's existential, Ken.
No, the duct taped banana was not something I would have paid $120,000 for. So, Megan Fox is in the news this morning because her kid goes to a vegan school.
Yes.
Well, she's not in the news.
Not for that.
Because her kid goes to a vegan school. But she is in the news because her child, her son, stepped on a bug.
Yeah.
And then Megan and her family members held a funeral
for the bug.
Was Daddy David Silver there?
For the bug.
Oh, please. So, listen, please. I want please, asteroid, comet, something, Xenu, find us. End this.
Coming from someone who A, fosters animals, B, throws bugs back outside, and C, owns like over 150 houseplants, this is insane. Like, calm down. Relax. I get it if it's a family pet or something, but the bug, it seems like a little much.
Like your little kid steps on an ant. Yeah. And then you run out with a tiny little stretcher,
yeah,
or a tiny casket,
yeah,
and bring the ant home so that you can have a funeral,
erect a little blue tent and see if it's in the insect concussion protocol.
Right, yeah.
What's wrong with these people?
Put it on the IR.
I hate to break it to them, but bugs have been stepped on since the caveman.
Yeah.
It's called survival of the fittest. It happens.
It does.
Humans step on bugs.
Yep.
And by the way, there are other animals that eat bugs, and bugs die.
Yes.
I'm sorry. And it's necessary for the survival of the planet.
We eat them for crying out loud.
Yes.
Nick had a funeral for the ozone layer. It's interesting.
Coming back.
My God.
Now, do you think that they got like a tiny little bug hymnist? Yeah. To sing or to play the harp at the bug funeral.
Absolutely.
I mean, what? Can you imagine like everybody standing around. This is like this is so Hollywood.
It really
uber
is.
Liberal oh thing God. For Megan.
It was crazy, man. We had a funeral for a bug.
I didn't think I could hate those Transformers movies anymore, but now I finally do.
Imagine like everybody standing around talking about the bugs, like the highlights of the
bug's legacy,
life, and eulogizing the bug.
Was there a solemn bug standing 50 feet away with a black umbrella, seemingly mourning it, causing confusion for everyone? Who's that bug? Who's that bug over there? Is a bug having an affair? Is that his mistress? I'm confused. What's happening?
Bugs are people too. A 401
texter
says, "Yeah,
that's
true.
Correct.
Yeah, bugs are people too." All right, maybe I'm an idiot. We got a lot to cover this morning. That includes Spygate 2 and the news that Tom Brady is perhaps shrugging off some of his most important charitable obligations. Mm. In our community, in advance of some sort of a sad final farewell. So all of that continues on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. In a moment, I think we got to get to today's Pervert Teacher Association member because she was giving swimming lessons to a couple of students, and that is code. So we will get to that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.